now that the 60-game season is in the books, did anything surprise you at how it actually ended up playing out, that you had ideas about this season, they actually came true, or things were different than you expected?
I mean, I think it's different, but there's a few things that I took from it that I kind of like, that I hope they keep. Obviously, expanded playoffs, I think that's kind of a slam dunk. And I think that, I mean, let's be honest, the DH in the National League, I think everybody kind of enjoyed it, even the National League guys that are like purists. I think they've kind of navigated to that. But, I mean, I just liked it. I thought it was a little bit more of a shootout. I thought Sunday, yesterday, obviously all the games going on, I thought that was pretty cool. So I thought it was a fun way of doing it, and I'm glad that both the teams that I'm affiliated with are in it, so that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you and the two teams you're affiliated with, one didn't have a home field until like a week into the season. The other one lost more than half its roster to COVID and made the playoffs. Yeah, pretty insane. At one point,
what Ben's saying is they even found a way to overcome you.
Yeah, you as the common denominator.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is, we teased this earlier on in the show, wondering whether the players on the Blue Jays would want to see the Rays again in that ballpark, and a guy like Blake Snell, who already has a Cy Young to his resume, or another team. I mean, this is a bad example because it ended up being Cleveland, who had the best pitcher in baseball this season. But if you were given your druthers and you were told, hey, listen, you get to play a pitcher who you've seen plenty but is one of the best pitchers in baseball, or you get a guy who's slightly less than that, but you've never seen him before, are you going to always take the guy that at least you've seen, that you're familiar with, or is the age of video such that it doesn't matter if you've never seen a guy before, you're going to feel just as comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely are more comfortable when you face a guy more times than not, so you're for sure more comfortable with that. Obviously, I remember even as a player going down to Tampa was always kind of a thing that you knew, like, crap, we just don't win here. So I know that that's probably at the forefront, but also, I mean, it's playoffs, right? So then there's the anything can happen. And I think, you know, Ryu, who's been freaking nails, I think if you go into Tampa and you can take game one, then the pressure is on the Rays. But we all know what it's been like, Toronto versus the Rays. So if you're going to ask me, like, hey, who would you have rather played? I think Cleveland would have been something that I would have been more fired up about. But they're both hot. I mean, I think the Blue Jays won 6 of 8, and then the Rays have won like 9 of 11. So, I mean, they're both hot teams, so anything can happen.
Yeah, that's actually one of the most encouraging things about this season, is that those guys looked different against the Rays. And, yeah, it was a pandemic season. It was a weird year. It was a shortened year. And the teams were different at the time, but yeah, Jays went 4-6 with them, and they had a positive run differential against that Rays team. Like, they hung with them. And even the games they lost, like Ben mentioned off the top, the biggest loss they had to the Rays was, I think, a 4-1 loss. Like, that was the biggest gap. All these things went into the extra innings rule, all that stuff ended up happening. Like, they had weird finishes, and now that kind of goes out the window. So there does seem like a little bit of almost like a turnover with this young team where, yeah, they don't carry a lot of some of the stuff from years past with this Blue Jays team. Like, it's a total revamp. There's like nobody there anymore from like 3 years ago, right? Like, even when they had like the Justin Smokes of the world, like that's not a part of this clubhouse anymore. And that's kind of what I want to ask you next, is just how these young teams, and like the Marlins work with this too, is that in this shortened season where kind of you have a dynamic in your clubhouse that's pretty like it's a lot of guys that are like the same age, a lot of guys that are going to be around for a long time, a lot of guys that have an opportunity because of expanded playoffs, that those end up being the teams that benefit the most from this thing, and those end up being the teams that are going to have the most carryover moving forward in terms of like positive momentum. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think kind of like ignorance is bliss, in the sense of like these young guys don't care. They don't worry about what was before with Tampa. It's like, hey, dude, we don't even, that was old times. Like, we're better. We are a better team. So I think for sure that has that the energy of the young guys and like just the feel of the team. I think you're spot on with that. I think even that's why the Marlins were able to, they're young, and these guys pretty much are just like, man, we're in the big leagues. We have an opportunity to play. Like, let's just roll. And where some of the older guys that have been around probably, which I've talked to guys that I know in the league that are older, are like, man, I just want to get home because this season has sucked. So I think that's for sure at their benefit. And then what do you think? I want to hear you guys' question on Behind the Dish, because I remember last time we talked, I told you about Kirk. Mm-hmm. And Captain Kirk came up now playoff time. What are you guys rolling with?
Listen, buddy, it's rude. If you followed us on Twitter, if you knew what was going on with us, like, we've been leading the charge with a group called like the Alley Hambros and Club Kirk, and that, like, we've been openly advocating. Like, if you want to join our club, if you want to join the Alley Hambros, like, we extend the invitation to you.
Wow, that's I didn't know if I was prepared for this early this time of the day. It's kind of pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love him.
I mean, listen, I've been on his team for a while, for the record. I've had to go to dinner with him and have conversations with him before when he was in the minor leagues to kind of help him out with some stuff. So, Jano's my boy, too. Danny Jansen, I love Danny Jansen, but I'm also fired up for Kirk.
Well, here's the thing. You get the best of both worlds, because I think tomorrow both guys are going to be in the lineup. I think, especially if it's Ryu, Danny Jansen's going to be catching Ryu, and we've already seen Alejandro Kirk as the DH during the regular season for this Jays team. He has 9 games of MLB experience. But, yeah, I'm already relying on him to come up with a big hit in Game 1. Okay, so you have this insight on this dude who we haven't talked to yet, and we know there's a language barrier there. Give us the Kirk scoop as far as the person he is, because I love everything about him as a baseball player. What don't we know about Alejandro Kirk?
He's a great kid. I mean, the kid is awesome. Wants to, you know, obviously he works hard. He's always, even when he was coming up through the minor leagues, and this is something that they had always said, that he had the second best hit tool to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. So they said that they knew that this guy was going to rake. The biggest thing was obviously, you know, keeping his body in check and his defense, you know, starting to get that to a better place. But he actually is a good defender and he's a good athlete. But he's a great kid, man. That's why I said even before, I don't think that they had to go out in the break and get something. And I think that's why they didn't, is because they knew what they had in Kirk. Mm-hmm. But you guys would like him. Fun-loving kid. And I hope that he continues to do the things that he does, because it's a guy that you root for. I mean, I think Bartolo Colon, if I say how everybody fell in love with Bartolo Colon and his kind of antics, I think that's what you can get with Kirk.
No, man, it's happening. It's happening already. And, like, yeah, I've said that the thing that's most entertaining about all of Major League Baseball right now is watching Alejandro Kirk try to run the base paths. Like, that's the best. Is like watching that guy try to go third to home on a fly. Like, that's it. That's all I want to see. That's him tear it up. He's so fun. But they need him too, right? Like, they need his bat right now. They lost Rowdy Tellez. They haven't gotten a lot from that position. And all of a sudden, like, he's actually stepping in here and he's playing a meaningful role. And this kind of gets to the fact too. Like, we used to talk about this a little bit with the Leafs and how, when you're a team full of other young guys and you're a team where it's, hey, it's all of the young dudes who get to take ownership of this thing, that you kind of get to assimilate a little bit easier, right? Like, you get to step in here and all of a sudden you don't feel out of place because, okay, you're 21 years old, but most of the teams, like the Jays' average age of the guys that are playing here, what, it's got to be like 23, 24? Like, it's a young clubhouse. Do you think it's made it a lot easier for him to just kind of be himself because of that makeup?
Yeah, for sure. And I you know what? Because just with the 60 games and like the and all the stuff that they've had to, they've been together, I think that it makes it all different. And like, everybody's just trying to win. So in a sense of 60 games, the mindset is like, hey, we can win and let's do something. We're in a 162. It might be, you know, hey, I got to, you know, I'm trying to set up my career for arbitration, or I'm trying to, you know, make a comeback or whatever it may be. I just think that this whole 60 game and being in a pandemic and all that stuff has made everything a lot easier and the transition smoother. But listen, at the end of the day, how do you not root for, a little 5'8", you know, 260? I don't know how much you really weighs, but how do you not root for that? Hello?
No, we do. Yeah,
of course you do.
Yeah, hello. JP? Hello? Yes, yeah, we got you.
Hey, but, you know, sorry. So, how do you not root for that? Is the a 5'8", 260-pounder that's kind of rumbling, stumbling around the bases. You see what they, the, how he's given the energy to the guys in the clubhouse. So everybody kind of loves him. So I think, it's definitely a good addition, and I'm glad that they finally pulled the trigger on it because, you know, it's tough for some of these teams are bringing up guys from A-ball to the big leagues, and I think it shows that it can actually help your team if you do that and kind of put the chips all in.